Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Friday Night Live. Getaway Friday, May the 26th, 2023. 13 and a half minutes past the hour. And again, and then there were three. This show really is like Survivor on Friday nights, because whoever, I don't even know who's going to be here the following week. It's become the Survivor of the radio world. Let's see who we've got accounted for tonight. Matt is here. Matt Morgan is here, of course, with us for the ride tonight. Now, let's take leave of everybody else at this particular point. Sean is out with a medical right now, so he will be back, I assume, next week. And Olivia is in North Carolina, so she, I imagine, will be back next week. And sitting in tonight for whoever, probably more Olivia than Sean, would be Camden Travis, who was here in week number one when we did this.
Hello.
That's how I would start the show. But listen, here is the deal tonight. This is Memorial Day weekend. This is the official kickoff to summer. This show tonight is the official kickoff to summer. Summer starts when this show goes off at 10 p.m. tonight. It's the official start. Did you know that, Matt?
I did not.
Well, we discussed this.
No, I did. Yeah,
you did know this.
Sorry. It's literally even my caption on Facebook.
You just put it on the Facebook share. Yes, this is the official kickoff to summer. Are you excited?
Of course.
Yes, I love the summer.
You love the summer?
Mm-hmm.
What do you love about summer?
The temperature. I hate being cold.
Well, it's probably not going to be like 90 when you walk out tonight, but it'll be close. Okay, so what do you like about summer, Matt?
I like fishing.
Fishing?
I like swimming.
Swimming?
You know.
Well, this
is... We have fires a lot, cookouts in the summer.
And that's what... Oh, I have a cookout coming up Monday, the big Memorial Day cookout.
I'll be there before I gotta go to work.
Yeah, you'll stop by and say hello to everybody. See, I like the cookout that I throw because it's not really a family cookout. Now, I do have some family members who will be there, but it's a lot of other people who are friends and also some people from... I've interviewed, I guess is what I should say. Stop by and... Are you choking to death? What are you drinking over there?
I'm drinking some pop.
I'm trying to describe my Memorial Day cookout, and here you are, choking to death over in the corner.
I'm sorry, it just went down my lungs.
I think I should start the official... Now, this year, I have dubbed this the official theme of summer. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is the official theme of the summer of 2023. You'll hear this all summer long. I believe this was recorded in the late 1960s. It can just play in the background, which is very good. See, there it is. Do you hear that?
What is that?
It's the official theme to summer, 2023.
Okay.
It's called California Sun.
Oh. Wow.
Do you like it?
It's great.
You like that. What you told me one time what music you like. What was that stuff called you liked?
K-pop.
That's a music. I thought that was something you got at Starbucks.
K-pop. Pop music.
Can't you get that at Starbucks?
In the Korean language.
It's what? In a Korean language?
It's Korean pop.
Korean pop music. Well, that just sounds fascinating.
But it's not the only, thing I listen to. I listen to a variety of artists.
Like what?
I listen to Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, she's brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
What are you talking about? The song's playing. Are you getting into this? I can see it in your eyes.
I'm so into this.
You'll probably be at home tonight running this off on your iPad or iPod or whatever you have. Do you have anything?
My phone.
Put it on your phone. California. This is the official theme to summer.
No. Sounds all right.
A Korean man sang this.
Really?
He did. He was the founder of K-pop back in 1968.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what are you doing Monday?
I think working.
All day long? You're not going to a Memorial Day cookout?
No. No one I know is having that.
I feel bad for you. That's depressing.
Hey, you know we're having a Memorial Day cookout, right?
Yeah, we're having a Memorial Day cookout.
Where?
Well, it's at my place. I have the Memorial Day. I put out the grill and the hot dogs and the ham.
I thought you were talking about Kroger.
No, I don't have it at Kroger.
No, I thought Kroger. You were talking about Kroger.
Oh, they don't do anything. They don't have time for that. No, I eat the hamburgers and the hot dogs, and I think there's macaroni salad and potato chips and sodas, and, you know, everybody gets together and we all laugh. And
well, Kroger did host, like, a barbecue thing for us one time. Like
what was it?
But it wasn't on Memorial. Do you know the reason for Memorial Day?
No.
Memorial Day is to honor the veterans who did not make it home. That's why in the cemeteries they put the flags out. Now you know. So, Matt, what's your problem with Taylor Swift?
I mean, the music's all right, I guess. Just, like, every song is the same exact song.
But we like her stuff. She's a brilliant billionaire. Because she dates these men.
I don't think she's a billionaire.
Well, she should be. Because she dates these men, and then she dumps them, and then she writes songs about them. And then people go, well, who's that about? And that's a brilliant. That's a brilliant technique, I believe. Don't you think?
Imagine dating Taylor Swift for like 3 months, she breaks up with you, and then the next day, she's got a song out.
Exactly.
And it's just hating on you.
She's writing the songs while she's dating the people. She knows she ain't staying with those people. She's just writing songs.
Not all of her songs
make another kabillion dollars. Ka-ching.
Not all of her songs are about relationships.
I give it a solid 75%.
75% of those. Because she's dating people all the time. Every time you see her, she's out with somebody new.
Well, she just got out of a 6-year relationship.
No, 6 years. Blah. That's not true. Who was she in a 6-year relationship with?
Joe Alwyn.
Well, who's Joe Alwyn?
Yeah, he's like this British actor.
I don't know about that.
6 years?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that, because I know she dated... you know who this all started with, this whole I date somebody, kiss and tell music? John Mayer. I believe she dated John Mayer and wrote a song about him, did she not?
Yeah.
And John Mayer is way older than her.
Yeah, she was like 19, he was like 30.
She's 18 and he's 30. Now, what do you think of that? Do you think that's proper?
I don't think he should have been around her.
Well, but apparently somebody thought it was okay. They were the love couple, and then she hated him, and then she wrote a terrible song about him. And then we all said, oh, that's great, and we bought it, and she, another kabillion dollars.
She was like, man, this is a business strategy.
She said, this is a new thing. People love when I kiss and tell and don't, you know, really tell who it is. But that's more of the mystery, I guess, to Taylor Swift. But that's why I like her, because she's clearly got a business mind on her head. She's breaking hearts, but she's got a business mind.
She knows what works, and she goes with it.
She goes with it. Isn't that what we want, Matt? Isn't what we want women who actually know what they're doing. Clearly, we've not a lot of that in the room here tonight, but that's what we really want in life, right? Now, again, if you're just tuning in, this is the official kickoff to summer. And that was somebody snapping... popping a energy drink. It's a talk show, by the way.
It's a snooze fest.
It's a snooze fest. Well, when you came back, we knew there was going to be trouble.
Oh, wow.
We knew there was going to be trouble. But in any event, by the way, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Have you ever had one of those in your life?
It's too warm.
Why are you drinking red energy drinks?
It's warm energy drinks. Well, it was in my mom's car.
And you just said, I'm going to pick this up and drink this during a radio program.
Well, it was my mom. It was my Red Bull, but I forgot
about
it.
Are you tired?
No, I just like drinking it.
Do you know this is the official kickoff to summer tonight?
Yes, it's like the fourth time you said this.
Yeah, but you don't want to ruin this, do you?
No.
So, but you're you know, you're a little, right now, you're a little half and half.
What have I done to ruin it?
Well, you popped a top on your, and then you about choked to death. You don't want anybody choking to death during the official start of summer, right, Matt?
No. Why would you want that?
No, you don't want that.
I don't know.
So, in any event, we should bring up the question that we had last week, because we needed a woman, because Matt and Sean and I all agreed about this particular subject. Now, let's say you date many people like Taylor Swift. You know, she's dating everybody under the sun. Mm-hmm. And then one day she meets a guy. And, oh, here we go. And she says these words. She says, I've never met anybody like this before. Now, Matt and Sean and I all said that's just a bunch of nonsense. That's naive on the girl's part because he's just putting on a show. Okay, what do you think as the girl here tonight, designated girl?
I don't know. I think I agree because...
You agree with...
Yeah, every single man I've interacted with is all the same.
Now, are these real men?
Yes,
or are these internet men?
They are real men.
Now, by what sense have they all acted the same?
I don't know if it's real appropriate to say.
What would be inappropriate about it? Is it language that's inappropriate? Or is it thought that's inappropriate? Take your time. Matt, what do you think now that Camden has agreed with the men in the room that is just a line?
I mean, we basically already had it down to begin with.
We did. But we thought maybe a woman would disagree with this, because I think a woman is the one who would say that.
I still think Olivia would disagree with us.
You think she would? We'll ask her when she gets back next week. But
I probably don't agree on the same, thing you guys say it's for.
Like how so? How do you feel it's different?
Well, you guys said that, what's your reasoning behind it?
Well, my reasoning is that if you have dated several different people, first of all, the odds that you have found somebody different are very unsettled at that particular point. And also, for the first year, 6 months to a year, the guy is usually putting on a show more than the girl. I mean, he's doing everything he can to impress the girl. So, if you're saying that in the beginning... You probably just don't remember that the last person was trying to impress you as well, or the other people in your life. You've probably just forgotten that. And when it crumbled, then, you know, you thought, well, this person's no good. When it got real. See, that's where the rubber hits the road in a relationship.
Maybe they just put on a better show.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it's a better show? I don't know. I think anything new is exciting. I think I talked about this last week. There's an actual chemical in your blood that goes off, and your white blood cells actually go up, and you feel better when you meet somebody new. It's an endorphin that happens, and that's just the way it is. Because the same thing eventually becomes monotonous after a while. Like, you hear the person, how they talk, you've seen their jokes, you've been out with them, you know what they watch, you've seen their favorite movies, you've been to their favorite restaurants, you know their patterns. A new person, you don't know any of that.
It's a movie you've already seen.
It's a movie you've already seen. Right. But a new person, you haven't seen that movie yet. It's all new. So you gotta see that movie first, and then... Mm-hmm. Then see what happens.
Yeah.
So, but really, there is no chance that you're going to say, oh, this is somebody, I've never met anybody like this before. That's just the endorphins and mm-hmm. That's something else talking, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
But aren't all people different to begin with?
Personality-wise, probably.
Yeah.
But the way they act, I don't know.
You think people can be similar? I don't know. I don't want to spend too much time on this because we spent a whole hour on it last week. But I think that it's just a little false. Don't you think, Matt?
Yeah. You can't say that I've never met someone like you before. Because you meet a lot of people in your life.
Right. What about this is different? It's what I would say. What in the world is so different? Because, see, I know people, and I'm not going to bring up any names here, but I know people who will say that, but they've also said that to other people. So then you think, well, it's just part of their routine. So maybe it's just a circle. You know, and that's okay. I mean, it doesn't make them bad people. Just I hope that they... Are you grooming yourself over there during the show? What are you doing?
I'm just playing with my hair.
Okay. In any event, I just think that these are things that people need to know about, chasms in life that you want to skip over. Because you have to understand that in the beginning, of course everything's going to be great. Like Matt, when you're on the first date with somebody, you're not going to show them your real self, are you?
I mean, I probably would. I mean, there's no reason not to.
Well, do you think you're going to be different on date one than maybe you are on date 50?
Maybe a little bit.
And I think that's what we're really getting down to here. You know, give it some time.
I don't necessarily know that it's so much that I'll be different, or if it's like the whole buyer beware thing, like the longer you know me, the it's just kind of like once you notice it, you can't unnotice it kind of thing.
Well, here's what I think. Nobody would ever get divorced if they thought the person was awful in the beginning. You know, nobody would ever marry a serial killer if they thought they were going to kill them.
Yeah.
So, at one point in the beginning, they were probably saying, I've never met anybody like this before. And then what happened?
Well, I mean, to be fair, if you married a serial killer, you probably have never met somebody like that before.
You know, I found out something to add to this conversation. I did find out a statistic the other day that if... The divorce rate is still 50%. 50-50. 50-50 chance of making it. But if you've been divorced more than once, your divorce rate is 60% on your second marriage. And it goes up with every marriage you have because you now know the escape route. You now know where to pull the lever to get out of that thing.
Yeah. I feel like they've become more cautious, I guess.
More cautious. I just think they become more aware, and as soon as something goes bad, they say, well, it's been real, it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun, goodbye. Did you pick this time to, like, pick your hair? What are you doing?
No, I'm just messing with my hair.
All right.
Why don't we talk about how you got accidentally engaged before?
I think we've talked about that, have we not?
We've talked about that multiple times.
I've brought that up many times. Yeah. What's your problem with that?
How do you accidentally get engaged?
I've told you this.
No, you haven't.
Okay, here you go.
You told me that you accidentally got engaged to this one woman and was talking to it about Matthew at work.
Oh, good, let's sort this out. Because this week I found... Okay, Matthew, we're going to have to sort this out. Because Brody tells a different story. This is a whole mess this week.
Okay,
here's the original story of how I got engaged. Very simple. I'm going to condense it down tonight. Here's what happened. I was dating somebody, we were living together, and at Christmas, she said, I got an announcement to make. I had no idea what she was going to say. In front of everybody, she said, Scott and I are engaged. And it was news to me. And I thought, oh, you know, I don't remember that, because I've never gotten down on one knee, I've never proposed, I've never given a ring out, and 6 months later, I moved out. Now, that's how you get engaged, and you don't realize you're engaged. That's how it happens. So, that's how it happened with me. But this week, I come into work one day, and our friend there, Brody, says to me, hey, a girl came in today and said she was engaged to you. And I said, well, no, I don't think I'm engaged. I'm pretty sure I'm not. And he said, no, she was in the line, and Matthew and I were talking about you, and the girl overheard the conversation. And then he said, Matthew went to the restroom, and she told me that she either had been engaged to you or was engaged to you. Now, that's the story I got.
We were talking about it in front of a customer, but, like, I mean, I can't vouch as far as the lady saying anything when
there
I
was a lady
the bathroom.
There.
I genuinely couldn't tell you. When I'm on the register, Scott...
You don't care.
I notice you for long enough for you to leave my line, and then I forget you.
Hello, goodbye.
Yeah.
But you... So, what do you think happened here? Because I don't... I really need to sort this out. If this was the person that I was not engaged to, or if there's somebody saying this, that it's not true.
Well, did you ask him what she looked like?
I did, and he said something about glasses and 5'5 and dark hair. I have no idea.
Glasses.
Well, did that look like the person?
No, that's not the person that I was engaged to. The person I was engaged to had red hair.
Maybe,
but I don't think I was engaged to her.
Hair.
Huh?
She could have dyed her hair.
Well, she could have, but why would she be bringing this up all these years later? That's many years ago.
Maybe just because we were talking about it.
So you were talking about it.
Well, yeah. But that's because, like Brody had said that like, Scott was engaged. And I was like, Scott was never actually engaged. And
I
told Brody the story, and then Brody was like, nope, sounds like he was engaged to me. Like if the lady said so, he had to have said something to her. And I was like, I don't know, I don't think so, Brody.
No, don't you wait for a ring, Camden? Wouldn't you wait for a ring?
Yeah.
Would you do something like that?
No.
No. Why not?
Because I wouldn't.
That lady took a gamble and lost.
That's right. She rolled the dice and she ended up alone.
So I'm very picky, so.
What? You're picky about people who are going to propose to you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can stop somebody from proposing to you.
Well, you can just say no.
Yeah. But like.
Ooh. You see, that's not a good night.
Why?
That relationship ain't going nowhere if you say no.
That's
relationship's going done.
I also
done.
Don't like public proposals. That just, ugh.
Public? Well.
Like when they propose in like public in front of a whole bunch of people. Or like at a restaurant or.
Oh yeah, I don't think that should be done.
In public spaces.
No.
Like around town, I guess.
That way if you deny him, you don't look like the bad person.
Mm-hmm. But with like a bunch of people recording.
But don't you also think if you get married, it's easier to get married again, as well as divorced? Because you've done it once, you know how to do it, and you know you can get out. So getting into it's also probably a lot easier. But it goes. I found that statistic interesting, that the divorce rate goes up every time you get married. 60% on the second divorce.
I mean,
chance.
It doesn't surprise me. It's like a reinforcement from your, like you probably just like build a reinforcement in your brain every time you do it.
Well, at what point do you realize I should not be married? How many marriages do you have to blow through before you realize this ain't the thing for me?
I don't know.
There's too many factors in like relationships for like to say that, I guess.
I don't think there is.
And me, Scott, and Sean all agreed that just not getting married is the best course of action.
Of course it is. Because then, if you really want to be with somebody, you're with them. And you can leave at any time. On your own accord.
Like, what genuinely, what's the benefit of getting married? You have a legal document that says you are now married. You can make your last name, my last name.
I know, so like,
It's a suicide pact. As I said, it's a suicide pact. Till death us do part. That's all there is to it. Now, I think it's good for older people, though. Because I think the generation before the internet generation, I think they really meant it when they got married.
Well, most of the times they couldn't even leave if they wanted to.
Well, they had divorces in the olden days. But then once the internet came in, people, there's just too many different ways to get in trouble.
Well, back in the olden days, you also couldn't have a bank account without your husband's permission. So.
Now, how do you know that?
Because you couldn't look it up.
Oh, well, that's an interesting thing to look up. But I think it's interesting that the way this all goes in the end is really what we've learned over the past few weeks in examining relationships from different sexes and different perspectives and different ages is that really it's a financial agreement is really what it is. It's people who don't have enough money to live on their own and they have to supplement their income, so that's why they bring somebody else in, and that's really what marriage is all about. It's more of a financial thing.
Marriage is like intriguing to me as to why we even still do it, because they were like the only reason people got married like originally to begin with was like
a business transaction.
Yeah, it was literally like a business transaction.
Still is. It still is, because you get another income coming in, and then you can take vacations together and do all kinds of things.
No, but before, like two kingdoms would be at war, and they'd be like, hey, take my daughter, marry it to your son, we call it truce, okay? We good? We cool.
There you go. And that is the way I think it still is, to a certain degree. I just think anybody who says words to the effect of, I've never met anybody like this before, wasn't paying attention like the other 17 relationships they've had in their life. Because somewhere along the line, there had to be something similar, or why else were you in those relationships?
When we were talking about marriage, one of the first episodes, there was a customer who called in, and I don't remember how long he said he'd been married, but he'd been married for a while, and Scott had asked him how he stays in it. And he said he just keeps his wife happy. And Scott said, how'd you do that? I give her things. And right there, I was like, see, that's the trap. You get married, and then it's happy wife, happy life. But you constantly supply her with things to keep her happy, so your life is not miserable.
And that's the show. That's the show. If you pay for their dinner, and you take them out, and you drive, and you buy them things, well, hey, send them flowers. What's not to be happy with there? Right? You'd be happy if somebody sent you flowers and got you things and drove you around and took you out to dinner.
I mean, if they just did that and, like, I don't think so, because they...
What?
Well, if they did only that to make me happy, then I wouldn't be happy for long, I guess. Because eventually, like... I don't want to be taking care of a person. Like, you know...
I think they're taking care of you at that point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If I'm cleaning up after you...
No.
I'm
that
cooking
ain't
after you.
No, they're still living
and
separately.
That's all
Yeah. No. We're talking, like, at the beginning.
The first year. Mm-hmm. They're still living separately at that point. Okay, for example, let's say you're living separately and somebody's going to stay over. Now, you make the house a little cleaner than normally it would be. You make sure there's food there. You know, you do things that normally you would not do. And they dress differently, too. You know, they don't act like they would when they're at home. It's like a movie. It's like Alfred Hitchcock.
I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty much the same person everywhere I go. I dress the same. Like, I speak, like basically the same.
But when you were in that relationship you spoke of earlier, weren't you nicer in the beginning than in the end?
I don't know. I don't, like, I genuinely have never been in a, like, a long-term relationship.
Well, see, I've been in the long... What's a long-term?
I don't know. My longest relationship was like 5 or 6 months, and it was in, like, middle school. So, it doesn't even count.
Okay, well, I've done it longer than that. And I'll tell you, at some point during it, you do get bored with the person. Most all of them. Because it's the same thing, over and over and over. Once you do everything for the first time, it does become monotonous. Now, not that you cannot like that person, you know, you can, but it does become pretty routine. You don't get, when you first meet somebody, it's all like butterflies when you see them. It's, oh, gee, you know, I can't wait to see that person. But after a while, it's like, oh, I can't wait to see that person.
My grandparents call that puppy love.
Puppy love, yeah. But it can go a long time. It can go 6 months, it can go a year, depending on how well, when you have your first tragedy, when there's an argument, and there will be, because there's an argument everywhere, when there's a disagreement, an argument, or some kind of tragedy happens, then you really start to find out about the person. Because are they there? Are they willing to put up with everything? Plus, nobody tells you everything in the beginning either. You don't learn everything about the person the first, you know, 6 months. Takes a while to learn all their idiosyncrasies and what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know? Don't you think? You don't know. You're up in the air on this one. Mm-hmm. Well, in any event, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. If anybody's got an opinion, we'd love to hear from you. That's 740-383-9944. And again, this is the official kickoff to summer. That's all you need to know.
Exciting.
It is exciting. I mean, don't you feel that summer is a and then we got the cookout Monday, and that's going to be a whole thing of its own. I I gotta buy the hamburgers, though. I gotta buy the hamburgers and the hot dogs. I haven't done it yet. Now, I got the person making the macaroni salad. I've got the person bringing buns. I've got the person, I think chips and dip. You know, it's a cookout type of thing.
Mm-hmm. I like cookouts.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Are you excited?
Of course.
Yeah, so it's gonna be big.
Cookouts are amazing. Fantastic.
It is. And it's a real time for a good fellowship. You know, it's when you get together and you laugh. That's why I don't like family, just all family. I like to bring people together who normally aren't together, and then they can talk. And I think that's fun.
Yeah. I like to hang, like the best part about cookouts is hanging out with the people who you don't usually get to hang out with who showed up for the food at the
showed up for the food. Showed up for the food. But once they show up for the food, they also show up for a little bit of the conversation, I think. And the conversation is king at a cookout. And the smell and all that, you know, weather's supposed to be a nice Monday, too. Now, I want to talk about Burger King, because I went to Burger King for dinner tonight, and I had a coupon, and I was so impressed now that Burger King does not take your actual coupon. When you go through, you say, okay, I got the coupon for the $6.99, and they say, what's the code? And there's a four-digit code on this coupon, and you say 9420, and they just, bam, it's right there. They don't even take your paper coupon anymore. I think that's fascinating.
So what do you do? So what do you do with the coupon?
Well, that's what I don't know. Can I run through and use that again on the way home?
I think that they're supposed to take that.
Yeah, they did not take my coupon.
I think they're supposed to.
Well, I might be having dinner again on the way out of here tonight.
I've had them take my coupon before.
I think I've only
had that happen to me once, I guess, when they didn't take it. Most of the times they take it.
Isn't that, though, delicious?
I guess if you like Burger King.
Yeah, I'm not.
Do you like Burger King?
No. Well, why would I go there if I just because it was $6.99?
Yeah.
I would go there just because it's $6.99. But no, it was fascinating, I thought. Well, then the funny there's a you know, they have an entrance at Burger King. They have the worst entrance in Marion.
Which one?
It's actually, I believe, it's an entrance.
Which Burger King?
The one on Mount Vernon Avenue. Because when you turn in, there's an entrance there, but a lot of people use it as an exit because it's right at the end of the drive-thru.
Now, is that do not enter, though?
Well, see, but here's the funny part. Somebody has knocked that sign down. That sign is bent over, laying in the yard. So, really, it's not a do not enter anymore.
That's funny.
So, I think that's great. That's the one in the plaza. Yes.
I'll buy Denny's. Or whatever, Save a Lot, I guess.
Yes. It's right there in front of Save a Lot.
Okay. I go to the one by, that's, like, near the mall.
But you don't drive right now.
Oh, I do. I just borrow my parents' car.
You had an accident. What's the real story behind that?
This Red Bull is really good.
Do you know what the real story behind this car accident is? Sounds like there might be a little mafia involved in this thing.
No. I don't know anything about it, but like...
Good, you don't remember.
Apparently she
were you there?
I guess.
Were you a part of this accident?
No, I was telling him and his brother about it, I guess, one time.
I don't know if you were telling me about it.
But it was just an accident and...
And now you can't drive.
I can. I just don't have my car anymore. I'm looking for a new one.
And like, a price range?
A couple thousand, I guess. I'm trying to save up for it first.
All right. Well, when you did drive, apparently it wasn't a great idea. Oh, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like it was a little rough.
This was, like, the only accident. I've been, like, had my license since I was 17, and this is, like, the first accident I've been in. And I'm 20.
So you've had your license for a year, and you've already been in a fender bender that's totaled your car out.
I'm 20.
You're 20?
I turned 21 in September.
Now, when did you have the accident?
February.
Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, you're 21. Now, would you date... How old was John Mayer? What was the difference there? 38? What was it?
30?
30, okay. So would you date a 30-year-old?
No.
No, why not?
I don't know. I think I'm... too young, not enough experience, and it just seems weirded out that someone like that was interested in me, I guess.
What if it's John Mayer?
I would never be interested in him.
What? Oh, excuse me. What's wrong with John Mayer?
Everything, I guess. I don't know. I don't like him.
Matthew, what do you think is wrong with John Mayer?
I'm going to be real with you. I don't even know who John
Mayer
is.
You don't know who John Mayer is? Oh, my God.
He's some singer, I guess. I don't know.
Some singer? No, he's a famous, well-known singer.
Hold on. Let me see if I know any of his songs.
What's must not be very well-known.
No. He's dated a lot of people.
What's his name?
John
Mayer.
Mayer.
John Mayer. Oh, yeah. People like him. So the sign was down in the code, you know.
He's 45 now.
Well, I think he's old.
Songs.
He's had all these number one hits. And I believe he dated Britney Spears and Christina.
Yeah, he's old enough to be my father.
Well, he's old enough to be your father, but what's wrong with that in the grand scheme of things? These women date these old men. Haven't you seen these women date these old men? That's a thing.
Yeah.
They do. I don't know what for, but they do.
Yep, money.
Oh, speaking. This is what I wanted to get to today. Now, today, because this show will turn 9 years old, not this particular show, but my show that's on during the day, will turn 9 years old. I believe it's June the 11th, and that's the big anniversary party that we have here at the station every year. And today, my favorite actress of all time. Now, this is a girl. When I was in college, I had a crush on this girl. She was on a show named Good Morning Miami. Her name's Ashley Williams. Now, she's in all these Hallmark movies now.
Who?
Ashley Williams. You have to look her up during the break. But anyway, so just go right ahead. Yeah. Don't mind that we're actually having a show. In any event, so Ashley Williams.
You didn't say anything to him when you looked up John Mayer.
Well, no, because he kept talking during the thing. You get.
I'm talking.
Oh, by the way, I did not recognize any. Like, I might know some songs by him. I just don't recognize any by name.
But Ashley Williams is in the Hallmark movies now. So, when she started being in the Hallmark movies, she started coming on the show advertising at the Hallmark movies. So, she would come on at Christmas time, and she would come on anniversary time. And she called in today as the first anniversary wish, and we had it was just a nice conversation between the two of us. And she said she was a fan of mine, and I'm a fan of hers. And, it was honest to God, I could retire now, because this is the girl that I would marry. If there's one girl on the face of the earth that I would marry, it's Ashley Williams, right there, period. I put it right out there.
Okay.
And we had a nice little conversation this morning. Mm-hmm. And people should listen to this conversation on the website, because this is a top-notch conversation that happened live today on the air. She has this giggle about her. She's just... Ooh. Did you look her up?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
No, but did you... I didn't think you would know who she is, but what did you think of her when you saw her?
She looks all right, I guess.
She looks all right. Could you see her and I being married?
No.
No, why not?
I couldn't see you being married to anybody.
Why could I not be married to anybody?
I just don't think you would.
Her and I could be married, me and Ashley Williams. Let me see the picture you're showing there. Yeah, well, that's her, but yeah, her and I. Yeah. You see why she was a crush of mine. Can you see it, Matthew?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
I can see it.
Yeah. You can't see her and I being married?
No.
Who do I have to be married to?
Someone other than her, I guess.
No. If you would have heard the conversation, if you would have heard the conversation today, it was just fascinating. It was just fascinating. We've got 8 minutes, so just hold it, okay? Now, but you got to listen to this conversation. It is the best conversation in the world that her and I had today. She has this giggly thing about her.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good day for me. Did you have too many liquids or something?
No.
No, not at all. You don't look like you did at all over there. Oh, my goodness. We're almost getting to that time in the evening where I'm going to have to call Opal up.
Opal!
Give Opal a call and see how she's doing.
Oh, I love Opal.
You love Opal.
She's cute.
She's amazing.
Because, see...
I find her hilarious.
Huh?
I find her hilarious.
You find her hilarious?
Yes.
Okay, because somebody called it... I think Adam called in and said, I don't like Opal. When Opal's on, I change the station. And I said, but there are people who love Opal. So the kids love Opal.
I love her funny singing.
Right, and you love Opal, right, Matt?
Yeah, Opal's amazing.
Well, maybe we'll call Opal next hour and see what she see if she knows this is the official start of summer tonight here on this program. You know what when did you didn't meet Opal? You just heard her on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's a fascinating lady. Stay tuned because next hour we're going to call Opal up. It ain't going to be a long conversation, but we're just going to find out if she's because last week the poor dear got kicked out of Walmart.
You say that it's going to be a short conversation. She's going to drag it on.
Yeah, got brutalized in the Walmart.
Yeah, she got brutalized. Camden. I forgot your name. She got brutalized in the Walmart. How do you feel about that? A woman yourself. You know, Opal's a woman.
I think she must have done something.
She wanted some orange juice and ice cream, for God's sake.
She was shopping, and the store was about to close in 10 minutes, so they kicked her out.
And they said, we know who you are.
Because it takes a lot to get banned and kicked out of Walmart.
Listen, this woman is banned in Walmart and Menards.
How'd she get banned in Walmart? Because it takes a lot. I've
she
seen people
banned. She got kicked out of Walmart.
Oh, she got kicked out. Okay.
And then they stole $500 from her.
Took the $500 she had.
I don't know about that.
Well, listen, she said it, so I gotta believe it.
Yeah, she's a prophet.
Well, didn't she also say that she was in the Secret Service and that her sister died twice?
Are you doubting this woman's word? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Are you trying to doubt our dear friend Opal's word?
Mm-hmm.
But you like her.
I think she's funny.
She's entertaining. God bless her heart. I hope she hasn't had any tragedies in the past week. We'll give her a call after the break, because we only got 5 minutes left, and there's no way that's enough. Matt, that's about enough time to say hello to her.
Oh, well, that's perfect, then. Call her and be like, hi, Opal. Hang up. Because that's all you get. That's what you gotta do. Otherwise, she'll be like, on here talking about...
No, she was on the answering machine this morning, and I did not call her during the program this morning, so I probably should call her back tonight and say, Opal... Clearly something else has probably happened in the world.
She's probably going to run for governor.
Oh, that's right. When Matt and I were up in Toledo with Sean interviewing her, she said something, did she not?
She said that if God tells her to, she will.
If God tells her to run for governor, and who will be the first to know?
You.
Because?
Because you are appointed by God to be the head of media.
Appointed by God to be the head of the media. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know as you head into the first weekend of summer here. Now, I think that's nice. Now, when you heard that, Matt, when you heard that I'd been appointed head of the media by the, you know, upstairs, what did you think? You were listening that morning.
Oh, man, that was a great morning.
It's a great morning to wake up to programming like that. What other station do you think you're going to hear programming like that on?
I couldn't think of one.
That and Ashley Williams. Opal and Ashley Williams. That is a 10, if you ask me.
Of course.
You can't kick off summer without Opal.
How could you? Opal's fantastic.
I wonder if she knows it's the official kickoff to summer tonight.
You think she listens to the show?
Oh, Opal's all over this thing. She's probably got 10 or 11 tablets in her house that she's bought at Walmart. She's a fascinating lady. You're going to have to tune in for that next hour. Now, she could be announcing her candidacy for governor tonight.
That's what we're hoping for.
We're hoping. Can you imagine her in there running for governor? Oh, boy. Dropping all over the state. Who could stop her in her American flag outfit? I mean, there'd be no stopping this woman. She'd be the next governor. Would you vote for her?
Of course.
Of course you would. Who else would you vote for? I don't even know what party she is. Well, the Democrats blew up her car, so Brown, she's probably not a Democrat.
I don't think I would.
Why not? Do you even know how to vote? Have you ever voted?
No.
Well, there you go. So you're not a voting person. We don't need your vote because you're not in the voting republic. You you know we could have an announcement coming up here in 15 minutes?
No.
Why, I just said it. How could you not know it? Are you awake?
Yes.
Have you come in awake for this show tonight?
Oh, my goodness.
What announcement?
That Opal could run for governor.
Oh, you're talking, Matt, about, you just you're talking about that. Okay, I thought you were talking about something else.
No. What if she announces that? What are you going to do?
I don't know. What do you want me to
sign
do?
Sign up to get voting.
Yeah,
sign up for ballot access. You put a bumper sticker on. Well, you don't have a car. You'll walk around with a bumper sticker on your head that says Opal for governor. What could be her slogan? Yeah, what could be Opal's slogan for governor?
Let me in Walmart.
No. No.
Let's be in Walmart.
I'll get my mulch anywhere I want. Vote for me for governor. Stick it to Menards. Vote for Opal. The poor deer can't get mulch. Matthew Cedar House, that'll be the new governor's mansion. Right up there in Toledo.
That'd be something.
Oh, we're having a good time tonight here. It's the official kickoff to summer, and we've got a whole another hour. We could have a gubernatorial announcement here on the first show of summer here on Friday Night Live, WGH Talk. You can catch us on the TuneIn app absolutely free by downloading the TuneIn app on any mobile device, cell phone, whatever you got, smart TV, and searching WWGH, or go to the website, WWGH1071.com. Camden Travis, Matt Morgan, and myself, Opal Covey, coming up, possibly a run for governor in the next hour. It's going to be big. She called this morning. She wants to make some kind of announcement. I'm going to tell her about the whole Burger King thing, see if she ever goes to Burger King. She'll be fascinated.
Don't do that. It's going to
hold your coupons. Hold your coupons.
Make her go on and on.
I might go back and get dinner again tonight. Ooh, that was a good whopper. Hey, we'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare flip that dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who